It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. This year we focus in on the all-time captains for Beaver football. Head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU's first season of football was 1927. In the 91 season since then, Bemidji State has had some great leaders on the field. In 2007, Zach Stafford was a captain for the Green and White. He broke his foot as a senior and missed half of the season. He came back and won the Defensive Player of the Year award in the NSIC despite only playing in five games. Coach Brent Bolte says the injury didn't change him at all.
Not really. Zach was just he always led by example. He was a fiery, competitive type of player. Never took a day off. He played the same way all the way through. Didn't matter if it was practice or it didn't matter who you were playing. He was just, that's the way he was. He was wired to play that way. But I remember him still being a captain and a leader for us when he had that odd fracture in his foot. And I think it was one of the weird deals. He just got stepped on and had a Jones fracture in his foot, and fluky things happen in football. So he just kind of persevered and came through. And I think that resonated with the rest of the guys.
Coach Bolte also says that while he was hurt, Stafford did a lot of coaching.
I think especially with his position group, he helped out a lot. We had to move Iverson. Seth Iverson played nose that year when he was hurt, so he taught, and those guys were – the O-linemen are a different breed. It's just like the O-line group. They have their own little niches and own little rituals and this and that. So I think he really helped within his position group, making sure those guys were able to fill in the void when he was gone.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.